tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I sincerely hope that wherever you are watching from, whichever part of the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and your family safe in the best of health and iman. Inshallah, today we are discussing the spiritual lustres of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Yes, this is a personality who is very much associated with the term. Whenever we say the spiritual world of Islam, alhamdulillah, immediately our mind diverts to the noble personality of this great Alim-e-Din, great Sufi, great Wali Allah, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Subhanallah, before we dive deep into today's topic, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, there is a wonderful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, first of all, his title is Jalaluddin. That's not his name. And subhanAllah, he was bestowed upon this title by his Sheikh. And Rumi, it is with the nisbat of the area. And his actual name is Muhammad, subhanAllah. He was named after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is from the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, his name was Muhammad, his father's name was Muhammad, and his grandfather's name was also Muhammad, subhanallah. Look at their devotion to the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad, subhanallah. So the greats of Islam, you know, in terms of Islamic spirituality, we have two giants, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, as well as Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Both their names are Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad. Subhanallah. What a coincidence. And here we are discussing the spiritual lustres of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He is famous by his title, Rumi. And some call him with the title of Maulana Rum, or some say Maulana Rumi, and some also say Maulai Rum. Subhanallah. So these are various titles with which he is remembered. And in the Western world, he is generally referred to as Rumi. Subhanallah. And today we are discussing his spiritual teachings, alhamdulillah, that he has shared with the entire world. In the words of his Masnavi Sharif, subhanallah, there are many accounts and the parables that he has mentioned, and they are full of wisdom, alhamdulillah. In one piece of poetry in the first volume of Masnavi Sharif, he says, Sangha andar kafe bu jahl bud, guft ay ahmad bugu in chist zood. Once Abu Jahl, the enemy of Islam, he had some stones, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, tell me what I have in this fist of mine. Tell me fast, tell me quick. And Upon that, then he again added to it, Gar Rasooli Chis Dastam Naha Chu Khabardari Ziraze Asma. If you are a true messenger, then tell me what I have hidden in my hand. Just like how you give the news of the secrets of the heavens. Guft chu khahi bagoyam kaanch ast. Ya bagoyand aankhi ma haqeem murast. Meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. And he said to him that, do you want me to tell you what's that you are keeping in your hands? Or you want the items that are within your fist, you want them to tell you who am I? Then, Guft Bu Jahl, Aa Dom Nadir Tarast, Guft Haq Aare Aza Qadir Tarast. Abu Jahl, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that what I asked you and what you are now proposing, it is even more amazing that, the items that I have in my hand, if you want them to talk, tell me about yourself. Allahu Akbar. This is even more wonderful. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he, by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He displayed this miracle. Guft shash para hajar dar daste tust bashanwaz haz haryak tu tasbih durust. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you have six stones in your fist. How many? Six stones. And now you will hear the tasbih and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these stones that are in your hand, in clear words. Azmayane mushte u har para sang dar shahadat guftan amad bedarang. And those stones that were in the hand of Abu Jahl, in the fist of Abu Jahl, they began to recite the kalima shahada, subhanallah, and they bore testimony that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. And indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Subhanallah. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali further, he narrates this parable. He says, La ila guft wa illallah guft. These stones, they were reciting La ilaha illallah. And they were also reciting the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Chu shunid az sangaha Abu Jahl'i. When Abu Jahl, he heard the recitation of the kalima shahada recited by the stones who are lifeless, Allahu Akbar. What he did? He got angry and he threw all the stones on the floor. And then he said that there is no better magician than you. And he started putting a blame on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and insulting the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, you are the leader of all the magicians. Ma'azallah, ma'azallah. And in this way, Allahu Akbar, the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the enemy of Allah azza wa jal, he got to hear the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalima shahada, the echoing of La ilaha illallah, the naat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He got to hear all of this, not from the lips of a human being, but from the stones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The shayr, very beautifully, he captures this scenario and this parable, and he says, Samte nabi bu jahl gaya, aqa se usne ye kaha, gar ho nabi batlao zara, meri mutthi mein hai kya. Samte nabi bu jahl gaya, aqa se usne ye kaha, gar ho nabi batlao zara, meri mutthi mein hai kya. Aqa ka farman hua aur fazl-e-rahman hua, مٹھی سے پتھر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers, this is just one miracle. There are so many other miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is another such parable which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, and today is the day when we get to hear about these wonderful accounts that Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has captured in his world famous, world renowned Masnavi Maulavi Ma'anavi. Subhanallah. And in the first volume he also mentions another interaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with this enemy of Islam, with this enemy of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says,
دید احمد را ابو جہل و بخوف.
Meaning, one day Abu Jahl, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Deed Ahmad ra Abu Jahl o baguft zisht ruwe kaz bani Hashim shaguft. He wants to insult the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said such terrible words about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is not suited for me to bring to my tongue. And then in the next couplet, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he narrates this incident further, and he says, and then Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did Siddiqish baguft ay aftab. When Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he regarded the luminous face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be likened to the sun. And then he says that the aftab, the sun, which, subhanallah, which is in the west, it is even more beautiful than the aftab, than the sun which rises from the east. Subhanallah. And then those who were present there, they witnessed something, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to both of them, Abu Jahl and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that both of them, they were correct in what they said. And then the Sahaba asked, and they were amazed to hear this sort of response from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that how can they both be correct? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam removed their confusion by mentioning the wisdom behind it. He said, گفت من آئینہ ام مسقول دوست ترکو ہندو درمنے آ بیند کی اوست. Meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am a clear mirror. Subhanallah. I am a clear mirror. And whoever sees me, he sees the reflection of himself in me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is the wisdom, that when an ugly individual, when a rotten person such as Abu Jahl, when he saw the mirroring effect of the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw his own image and he insulted himself. And when Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the best man among the mankind, and he is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after the prophets of Allah, subhanallah, when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his mirroring image in the noble personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw his own image and he praised his own image. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, they both were correct in their own remarks that they made. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave this wisdom behind it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to learn more of these beautiful, amazing parables that Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in his world famous Masnavi Sharif. Stay tuned for that, and keep watching Madani channel while we go and listen to a beautiful naat. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Mustafa ya rasul allah ya rasul allah mere lafzon mein shams o duha hai mere lehje mein badr o duja mashale midhat e mustafa mashale midhat e mustafa har andhere ko main jagmaga dun aisi ek naat likhne ki ya rab mujhko taufeeq de zindagi mein aisi ek naat likhne ki ya rab mujhko taufeeq de zindagi mein unki zulfon ki khushboo sunghaun unki zulfon ki khushboo sunghaun unke qadmon ki aahat bata dun mere lafzon mein shams o duha مشعل مدحت مصطفى ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں, میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. ہے تمنا کہ ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہِ مصطفیٰ میں, ہے تمنا کہ ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہِ مصطفیٰ میں, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے, ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری, ہدی ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری, ہدی ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے ونڈرفل کلام. میرے لفظوں میں شمس الدحا ہے. سبحان اللہ, دس از ان دا پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی از شمس الدحا, ہی از بدر الدجا. اللہ اکبر. اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز بیسٹاؤڈ ہم وتھ سو مینی بیوٹیفل ٹائٹلز. اینڈ جسٹ بیفور وی وینٹ فار دا کلام, وی ور لرننگ اباؤٹ دی میریکلز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and some parables with regards to that. And inshallah azza wa jal, now we are going to learn about the beauty of the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its blessings. Yes, what is the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inshallah we are going to learn through the pages of Masnavi Sharif. Inshallah azza wa jal, there is a beautiful parable where مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, ان دا فرسٹ والیوم آف مثنوی شریف, ہی سیز, بود در انجیل نام مصطفیٰ, آ سر پیغمبراں بحر صفا. دیٹ دا نیم آف دا بلوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہز نیم واز ان انجیل شریف. انجیل از دا بک دیٹ واز ریویلڈ اپان سیدنا عیسیٰ علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. And then he says, Asare paygambara bahre safa, which beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Mustafa who is the leader of all the messengers and prophets, subhanallah. Bud zikre hilya bao shakle'u, bud zikre ghazwa saumu akle'u. And what was in Injil Sharif? In Injil, subhanallah, the beautiful accounts and the glad tiding of the beautiful Shamail and the statue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would look, his physical features, his praises were there. And besides that, what else was there? The zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. Bud zikr ghazwa, the zikr of the expeditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mentioning of that, and how would be the fast of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how would be the food of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of these details were there. And then he says, ta'ifa nasraliya bahri thawab, a group of Christians with the intention of gaining reward. Chu rasidande bada namo khitab, whenever they would stumble upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within Injil Sharif, subhanallah, bosa dadande bada name sharif, they would kiss the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, zu nahadande bara wasfi latif, Allahu Akbar. And they would again place their eyes over the praises and the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were written there in Injil Sharif, subhanallah. And then, andari fitna ki guftam agiro, ayman az fitna badando az shuko, meaning a great fitna and a trial that the Christians were faced with at the time, because there was a king, an unjust king, who used to hate the Christians. And because of his fear, people would leave Christianity because of the fear of this man, this unjust man. And his minister one day, he told him that people are leaving Christianity and adopting your religion. It may be because they are not sincere. They're just doing that because they fear you. And this man, he is not bothered. But those people who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who revered him among the Christian community that was there, nothing happened to them. The name of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a means of their salvation. And then Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says further, ayman az sharre amirano wazir, darpana hai naam-e Ahmad mustajir. Now those who took shelter under the merciful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the name, the beautiful name Ahmad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in the previous scriptures the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not mentioned as Muhammad, but it was mentioned as Ahmad, subhanallah. Even when Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave glad tidings to his nation that I am giving you the glad tiding of a messenger who will come after me. And then he says, ismuhu Ahmad, his name will be Ahmad, subhanallah. And same Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name, due to the barakah of his name, those people who used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam among the Christians, who used to revere Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who used to kiss the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who would place their eyes upon the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they remained safe, alhamdulillah. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became a means of their salvation. And then it is said in Masnavi Sharif further, nasle isha niz ham bisyar shud, meaning the progeny and the offspring of these individuals who were in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they flourished. Their generation flourished and their population grew. Who was helping them along the way in all of this? It was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he says, wa girohe digaraz nasraniya naam-e Ahmad داشتند مستحا. But Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says in this verse that there was another group of Christians who would demean, who would insult, who would degrade the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'azallah. There were those people among them. And what happened to those people? He says, Mustahano khar gashtan az fitan. That when all of these trials and tribulations had befallen upon the Christians at the time, these were the people who would say evil things, associate evil things to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were the ones upon whom there was a crackdown and they were disgraced. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And what was the result of all of this? As a conclusion, Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says at the end of this parable, and he says, Naam Ahmad chun chuni yari kunad. If you keep the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved, like this, like these people did, taaki noorash chu madadgari kunad. Why we should keep the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved to us? He says, because the light of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be there to help us. Subhanallah. So yes, as the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to love this beautiful name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is mentioned in a narration that there was a person in the nation of Bani Israel. When this person died, at the time of his death, what people did? Because he was an evil man, Bani Israel, they hated him. They hated him with passion. So what they did after his death, they took his dead body, grabbed it by the leg, and they threw his dead body on a pile of filth in a dump yard. And when they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to the Prophet of Bani Israel that go and rescue the dead body of this bondman of mine and give him proper burial and proper shroud and give him proper ghusl that he deserves. Give him proper janazah. And when this Prophet of Bani Israel came to the locality of Bani Israel and he asked about this man, Bani Israel said he was an evil man. He was a rotten person. And therefore, we threw him in the dump yard. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said to Allah, oh Allah, Bani Israel are saying that he was an evil man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, yes, I know he was an evil man and what Bani Israel are saying is true. But remember, once he opened Torah and he stumbled upon the name of the final prophet, my last and the final prophet. And when he stumbled upon his name, he kissed it with love and devotion and he recited durood upon him, subhanallah. Therefore, for that reason, I have forgiven him and I have married him off to the maidens of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And I have entered him into Jannah for that. Subhanallah. If a person of Bani Israel can gain salvation, and this entire nation of Bani Israel, group of Christians that we have narrated the account from Masnavi Sharif, if they could gain salvation from their love for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why should we not love the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite salat and salam upon him? Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, we were listening to the blessings of the beautiful name Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite a naat in the praise of this beautiful and amazing name, Naam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite together. And I would urge you to humbly, please recite with me, because this is the praises of that name who is the salvation of all of us, inshallah, azza wa jal, on the day of judgment. We will be begging for his shafaat, inshallah. Aankhon ka tara, naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara, naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad. Hai naam kasrat se yun to lekin, hai naam kasrat se yun to lekin, سب سے ہے پیارا نام محمد، سب سے ہے پیارا نام محمد، آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد، دل کا اجالا نام محمد، اللہ اکبر رب العلا نے، اللہ اکبر رب العلا نے ہر شے پہ لکھا نام محمد، ہر شے پہ لکھا نام محمد، آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد، دل کا اجالا نام محمد. سبحان اللہ. This is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose praises have been echoing in subhanallah in all over the world, alhamdulillah. And until the day of judgment, we'll keep on reciting the praises of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And now, as we are discussing the spiritual lustres of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this regard, there is yet another parable, subhanallah. And Masnavi Sharif, for our knowledge, for our information, it is filled with these beautiful accounts which will revive and rejuvenate our iman and the spirit, inshallah azza wa jal. I would urge you to maybe read or learn from somebody who has the knowledge of this language, of Farsi language. Farsi is a very sweet language, alhamdulillah. Our aim here is not to promote Farsi language itself, but it is the language of love, subhanallah, which extends beyond any region. And this is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are free to express this love in English, in Swahili, in Zulu, in Afrikaans, in Dutch, in Urdu, in Hindi, in Sanskrit, whatever language of the world you speak, subhanallah, he hears the pleas of even those who don't have a tongue. Subhanallah. The shayar very beautifully says,
wo samajhte hai boliyan sab ki, wo hi bharte hai jholiyan sab ki, آو بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے، کھوٹے سکے وہیں پہ چلتے ہیں، یہ کرم ہے حضور کا ہم پر، آنے والے عذاب ٹلتے ہیں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers, as I was saying, there's another parable which is mentioned in volume 2 of Masnavi Sharif, where Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, dar khabar amad ki khale mu'mina. It is mentioned in the narrations that the maternal uncle of the believers, maternal uncle, for those who understand Urdu, for them it's mamu. For those who speak Hindi, for them it's mama. For those who are our Western viewers out there, they are called maternal uncle, mother's brother, subhanallah, whom we regard as the maternal uncle. And here Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala refers to this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is known, whose title is the uncle of believers, subhanallah. Yes, you must be wondering as to who is this great sahabi Rasul, subhanallah. So he says, dar khabar amad ki khale mu'mina, that it is mentioned in the narrations that the maternal uncle of the believers, بود اندر قصر خود خفتہ شبا. So now the mystery still remains, who is the uncle of believers? Yes, the uncle of believers is none other than Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, subhanallah, who is the maternal uncle of the believers, the mamu, the mama of the believers. And he is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because Ummul Mu'mineen, she is the sister of Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, who's the mother of the believers. Who's the mother of the believers? The wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he says, Maulana Rumi says, that one day, it is mentioned in the narrations that one day the maternal uncle of the believers, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, bood under qasr-e khud khufta shaba. One night he was sleeping in his mansion. Nagaha marde wara bedar kard, chashm chun bakushad pinha gasht mard. He was sleeping and all of a sudden a man came and woke him up. He's telling him to wake up. Now, when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, when he opened his eyes, when he awoke from his sleep, he trying to see who's the person who woke me up. And there's nobody there. The person who woke him up, he was hidden. Guft he tu kisti name tu chist. Meaning Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, who are you and what is your name? The person who woke him up. And then he came out. Guft namam fash iblise shaqist. He said, my name is the accursed Iblis. Allahu Akbar. Guft hangame namaz akhir rasid, suwe masjid zood mi bayad dawid. Iblis, he then said, my name is Iblis. And as I am seeing the time of salah is elapsing, you should hurry up and go to the masjid. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he doesn't buy this. He doesn't buy this. He said, no, this doesn't make sense. You are telling me to go read salah? That can never be possible. There's more to it. And it is definitely one of your tricks. And Iblis, he persisted that, no, there is no trick. I always urge people to do good things. And I always guide people towards the good things. And many times I even guide the evil people towards righteousness. Allahu Akbar. And this is all coming from the mouth of Iblis, the devil. And then the devil further says, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he narrates it. He says, Baghbanam shakhitar mi parwaram, shakhahai khushkara ham mi buram. That I am a gardener and I keep guard over each and every branch. Which branch is gone dry? Which branch I'm supposed to cut? All of that I see too. Gartura bedar kardam bahredin. And if I've awoken you from your sleep for the sake of religion, khuwe asl man haminas to hamin, then this is what I do always. I always try to do the good things. And as the shaitan was saying all of this, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wasn't gonna buy any of this. He said, you are the one who got many tricks up your sleeve. You try to deceive people. All what you are saying is all of it is there to mislead me. Tell me, what is your real intention? And then Iblis, then he got caught in his traps. He said that the reason and the objective of me coming and waking you up was that if I wake you up and you go and get to read salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that's what I want. Because if you didn't wake up and you had to miss your salah, then what would happen? Because you would miss salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it would cause pain to your hearts. Gar namazat faut mi shud e zama mi zadi azdude dil ahufuha. That if your salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets qada and you don't get to read it, then I know your heart, you'll be broken-hearted. And you will cry and cry and cry. At-asuf wa-fugha wa-aniyaz dar-guzashti az-do-sad rakat namaz. That if you cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after missing your salah, in the pain of leaving your salah, of missing your salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bestow upon you the reward of 200 rakats of salah. How many rakats of salah? 200 rakats of salah. So, I didn't want that you must get so much of reward. Allahu Akbar. Man hasudam az hasad kardam chuni. I am a jealous person and I have done out of my jealousy that I have for you. I don't want you to get the reward of 200 rakats of salah. That's why I came and woke you up. Man aduvam kariman makrastu keen. I am in fact the very enemy. Yes, I am your enemy. And my job is to set traps for people. And I also happen to be the person who sows the seed of discord. Yes, this is the reality of Iblis from the mouth of Iblis. Allahu Akbar. This is how Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has narrated this parable of Iblis trying to mislead Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but this uncle of the believers, subhanallah, this uncle, the maternal uncle of the believers, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not give in to the hands of Iblis. Yes. So we should learn from this great Sahabi Rasul how to beat Iblis in his own game. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to really be steadfast on our salah and be steadfast against the tricks of shaitan. Yes, we need to safeguard ourselves against shaitan and all his tricks and traps that it has up its sleeves. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi. Lamin. Here, dear viewers, in the third volume of Masnavi Sharif, it is mentioned, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates a parable and he says, az anas farzande malik ahmadast ki ba mehmaniye u shakhse shudast. It is mentioned in the narration of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khadim of Rasulullah, servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man came to him as a guest. So this guest is mentioning this, what he saw. Tablecloth, dastarkhan was brought. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he brought the cloth for eating, the eating cloth. And when he brought, the guest says, the narrator says that this cloth, eating cloth, wasn't clean. So what Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did? Chirkuno aluda guft ay khadima andar afgan dar tanurash yakdama. When Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that the mat, the dastarkhan, was dirty. So he said to the servant, the lady servant that was there, the khadima, that take this dastarkhan and for a moment put it in the oven, in the burning oven. Dar tanur pur zati she dar figand a zama dastarkhan rahoshmand. When this intellectual servant, who was very wise, when she took the dastarkhan and she put it in the burning oven, what happened? Jumla mehmana dara hairan shudand. All the guests that were present, they all were taken aback by seeing this, that to clean a tablecloth, you put it in the fire. They were all shocked. Intizare dude kandure budand. Now they all started to wait when this cloth is going to be set alight. But to their surprise, none of this happened. Baad yak sa'at baravur astanur. After a little while, the dastarkhan was taken out from the fire. Paak aspeido aza aw saakh dur. And this tablecloth that was there, it was free from any dirt because all the dirt was burnt by the fire. But the cloth itself was unharmed. Subhanallah. Qawm guftand ay sahabi ye aziz. Allahu Akbar. So the people said to this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chuna suzad wa munakka gasht knees. That why did the cloth not burn? And became munakka, meaning became like a, you know, shriveled foil. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains that all the questions that they had in their mind. Guft zaki Mustafa dasto daha bas bamalid andari dastar kha. That whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat, he would wipe his Mubarak hand with this cloth. Ay dile tar sinda az taro azab. Bachuna dasto labekun iqtirab. And then he says, if this is the case that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched this cloth and therefore the fire wouldn't burn it. So it is an advice for our hearts and for our tongues to always keep it connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we want it to be saved from the fire of hell. Chun jamade ra chuna tashreef dad. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can give this gift to something that doesn't have life, a cloth. Jane aashiq ra chira khahad kushad. Subhanallah. Then as a person who has a loving heart for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why would we not benefit from the beautiful connection that we established with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that love we have, the connection we have with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal. And that will be our salvation. And this is, subhanAllah, the wonderful advice of Maulana Rumi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear viewers, time is always of the essence. We have come right to the end of today's episode and program. Inshallah, azza wa jal, next time as well, if time allows, we will discuss some more words of wisdom from the Masnavi of Maulana Rumi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.